Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, I'm excited this morning, so I had a couple cups of coffee. Richard, I might be, you've seen me excited before, so yeah. And I'm going to put you on the spot this morning. We're going to start off with a little experiment. I'm going to show you a picture here to get us going. This picture, I think our online audience will be able to see it. We've got kind of a box on one side, left-hand side, and then on the right-hand side, we have another picture here. On the left-hand side, there's one line, and then on the right-hand side, you see A, B, and C. Can you see that up there? Hopefully, you can see that online, too. All right, good deal. All right, so here's the experiment. Which of the lines on the right, A, B, or C, is the length of the line on the left-hand side? Okay, does anyone, I mean, some, you guys sound pretty, like, confident this morning. So, C? I hear C. All right. So the majority saying C. All right. You're probably wondering, what is this all about? A man named Solomon Asher, back in the 1950s, did an experiment, and he used this exact question to a whole bunch of people. And I have to tell you that 75% of the respondents said A. Line A. How's that possible? Line A. Were people in the 1950s, were they kind of weird or something? Was their eyesight not working so well? What happened here with this? Now, I do want to let you know, the correct answer, you're not going crazy here this morning. The correct answer is C. All right? For real. But what I need to tell you is how 75% of respondents actually said A, because it's going to unveil a spiritual truth. It's going to get us to where we need to be here this morning to understand something about ourselves. Solomon Asher, when he did this exercise, he invited those who were taking the experiment to come in and sit amongst a bunch of strangers that they had never met before. But you see, those strangers were actually actors who had received a script on how they should answer and reply to certain questions. So when the experiment happened, this is a true story, back in 1950s. So when the experiment happened, they asked the question, a series of questions that were pretty easy, where everyone would agree, you know how that goes, they'd show pictures up there, and everyone in this building, in this setting, all answered very confidently and in unison the right answer. And then this exact picture was shown to the group. And you see, at that moment, that's when the actors played out their script. These actors said line A was the same length as the picture on the left. And the researchers who are watching all this observed something very interesting. The other people that were taking the experiment began to get queasy, and they were kind of looking around to see what everyone was answering. And they began to have doubts inside their mind themselves. And as they saw everyone say, hey, it's definitely line A, absolutely, 75% of respondents said that line A matches the length of what you see on the left-hand page. Is that incredible? What does that tell us about ourselves? We're sheep? Kay says we're sheep. Amen to that. What we find out from that experiment, and he went on to finally state this, he said that when we are unsure of what our behavior should be or what we should do, we look to larger groups to find out what we should do and how we should behave. And don't we do this all the time in our own lives? We have to admit that there's some goodness in this. When we go and see a movie, do you check to see what the reviews are on that movie? Yeah? No? You're probably smart not to. Yeah. Or when you go out to a restaurant, we check to see the reviews on Yelp.com to see if, hey, what do the other people say? When we attend a church even, Google review or Facebook review, we check to see what other people think. And that's generally a tried and true way to make a decision about what we should do. But here's the flip side of that. What if the entire group is wrong? That's a problem, isn't it? I think that at times in the Christian church, there have been moments when the mass majority, the crowd, got it wrong.